It is Thursday morning. Paul Makin with you on Fab FM. Wherever you are in the Douglas Shire, I hope you're having a beaut one so far. Well, normally at this time on a Thursday, we have Rory with his movie review, but he is indisposed this week, so he's not doing his movie review. So I called on a good friend of mine from Adelaide, a lady called Anne Wills, but we know her as Willsy. She was with Ernie Sigley doing his Tonight Show. She's been on many shows, both here and interstate, and she's won a few Logies as well. I'll ask her how many in just a moment. She's coming on the line. Is she on the line at the moment? She is.
Paul, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for filling the breach, because our normal movie guy, Rory, can't be with us, but you put the hand up, which I thank you very much for.
My pleasure, Dale. So I've got a couple of good ones to talk about.
Yes. Now, of course, our listeners love hearing about the movies every week. Now, you've done a double barrel one this week. You've got
two. Yes, I often do have to do two or three in one
hang on,
week.
Hang on. So, Rory only does one. Now, we need to talk to him about this. He's slacking off.
Well, the thing is, you've just got to have this stamina to stay there without food and do one after the other. So it's about 5 hours of sitting at the movies. Thank goodness I love movies.
Well, of course you do. You're the movie lady. Now, I was telling our listeners up here in the Port Douglas, Mossman, Daintree, Douglas Shire, and I was just telling them about you. Now, how many Logies have you won?
19.
Between us, we have 19. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is great.
Is there
anybody else ever won 19?
No. Graham Kennedy got 17. Oh. But there probably are people with shows plus personal ones. You know, the show gets the logo, but they could say, that means it with me as well. You know, from, say, Home and Away, something like that. But as far as I know, I still
hold
the
record. That is fantastic. Well, Rook, it's such a pleasure to have you on the air. We'll talk about a very good friend of ours after we do the movie review. I'd just like to acknowledge and in respect of him and his family, but I'll just save that to the end. We don't want to put a dampener on things just yet. Let's do the movie review and then we'll talk about a very good friend who's no longer with us. You're looking at a movie called Adrift.
Yes. Now, it stars Shailene Woodley. Now, it's probably not a name that comes quickly to mind, but she made her movie debut opposite the beautiful George Clooney, wouldn't you love that, in a thing called The Descendants about three or four years ago.
Yep.
But she's fabulous. She's really taken off. And so it's Shailene Woodley and an English actor called Sam Claflin, who's really rather hunky. But when I went along to see the movie, I thought, oh no, not another Lost at Sea movie. Oh, well, it is a Lost at Sea epic, but it's based on a true story adapted from the book called Red Sky in Mourning, The True Story of Love, Loss and Survival at Sea, written by a lady called Tammy Ashcraft, who is played by Shailene Woodley in the movie. I've got to admit, I was on the edge of my seat for the entire film. This harrowing adventure began in Tahiti in 1983. Tammy met the Englishman Richard Sharp in Tahiti, and they fell in love, as you would. They accepted a job to sail a beautiful yacht from Tahiti to San Diego, but they sailed directly into one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history. And this hurricane damaged the boat so much they had no sails, no engine, and were just aimlessly adrift at sea for 41 days. Now, the movie was filmed in New Zealand and in Fiji, and over 90% of it was actually filmed in the open sea. Oh, sometimes it took 2 hours each day to reach the filming location. Where were the sharks, I want to know? Where were they? And according to Shailene Woodley, there were times on the open sea that everybody was throwing up overboard due to severe seasickness. And at times when I saw the heavy seas that dismantled this boat in the movie, I nearly threw up myself. Look, it's a movie that is about the power of love, but it has a twist, which I really enjoyed. It's called Adrift. It's about an hour, 36 minutes long, rated M. I'm giving that a 7 out of 10.
Now, is it pronounced the other movie, Sicario?
Yes, yeah. Sicario, which is a Mexican word for hitman or,
I like it
criminal.
Already.
Yes, it's your kind of movie, I can tell you this. Sicario, Day of the Soldado, and Soldado is also Mexican for soldier, is the second in what will be a trilogy of Sicario storylines. We saw the first installment simply entitled Sicario 3 years ago, and it starred Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, and Benicio del Toro, who's fantastic. And they were playing drug enforcement agents out to get a drug cartel kingpin who was responsible for killing members of their team. Well, in Sicario, Day of the Soldado, Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro return, and this time they must stop the cartels from smuggling Middle Eastern terrorists across the U.S.-Mexican border, because it's a sneakier way of getting into America, because now they're going to be stopped at the borders if they try to enter by sea or by plane. Now, Josh and Benicio need to start a war between rival cartels that would interrupt their smuggling business, so they kidnap the daughter of the leading kingpin and they plant clues to say that the other cartel did it. It's a bit sneaky, isn't it? I like
very
that.
Very sneaky.
Yes. And the actress playing this daughter is a young actress, 17-year-old Isabella Mona. She's a Broadway actress who's really very good in this movie. In fact, Josh Brolin, who I really like, and Benicio del Toro and Isabella are just fantastic in this movie. But be warned, it is pretty gory at times. And our heroes get into situations that seem impossible to get out of. It's another edge-of-your-seat thriller. So it's called Sicario, Day of the Soldado, 2 hours, 2 minutes long. It could have been longer for me. I just love this sort of movie. Rated MA 15+, and giving that one 8 out of 10. They're currently screening in cinemas, those two movies.
Thank you very much. Now, look, before you go, Anne, last Monday you do a movie review each week. Well, you do it with different people from time to time, but somebody that you've been doing the movie review for a long time with is a fella called Jeff Sunderland, who had a breakfast show on a radio station called 5MU at Murray Bridge in South Australia. He had the Sundo's Big Breakfast. Now, Sundo's been around for a long time, the 80s, 90s, noughties, and he's had some top-rating breakfast shows. And he, look, Australia-wide, people know of Sundo if you're in the broadcasting industry. Just a lovely man. Quite a big man, literally, but a big voice and a big presence.
And a soft heart.
A lovely, lovely man. However, on Monday, you did your movie review, the very review that we're listening to this morning with Sundo.
7:35.
And just tell the audience what happened after that.
Well, Sundo and I did usual Monday morning banter, and I did the review, and he said, right, I'll talk to you on Friday, because on Fridays I normally used to tell him what I was going to be reviewing for the Monday program. And he got off air at 9 o'clock, and at 11:30 he just fell down dead. Unbelievable.
And it was pretty traumatic for the staff at the radio station too, because they had the ambulance people come in, try to revive him. They did everything they possibly could do to revive Jeff, but it was not successful. So we lost a real brightness in the broadcasting industry in Australia. And
we banter around words like legend and stuff like that, but he was a legend as far as South Australian radio is concerned. And he was one of the last of the old school of greats that he could work absolutely funny as anything, but not dirty. You know, a double entendre, and he always had a one-liner for everything, and he was the consummate professional. And I just can't believe that we're not going to be hearing that fabulous voice, and I won't be seeing him again. It's just, it's impossible to even get my head around that at the moment. But we were blessed to have had him for as long as we did. And he used to joke to me when we did breakfast about 14 years ago. He said, I'm going to go on air, and I would joke, and who's going to lift your body from the chair? I'm not doing it. We would step over your body and get someone strong to do it. So he sort of went the way he wanted to go, even, you know, he wasn't on air. But he was the beautiful thing is, we're not going to be that lucky, Paul. He was surrounded by his mates at work, and Mel DeZeldi, the program manager, told me that 10 minutes prior to this happening, they were making jokes and doing the usual stuff that they did, and he was getting ready to come home. And 5 minutes before he died, he was talking to his wife on the phone, she told me, and he said, all right, I'll get the bread rolls for tonight's dinner. And she said, no, no, I've got that all organised. I'll see you when you get home, darling. They were having a dinner party that night. So just, you know, we don't look at, makes you look at your own mortality, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. Now, he has three beautiful kids.
Well, they're adults now, 25, 22, and one.
And very close, to their dad.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the young girl who's 22, I believe, is just catatonic almost, you know, as you would be, because Sundo didn't play the game. He didn't go and wasn't seen at all the places to be seen. He didn't mix with people from the industry because they're going to, he said to me, they only want to talk about work. And he said, no, I need more stimulation than that. And I thought, good for you, darling. You know, and I was privileged to be invited into his home and have dinner with them. And it was wonderful to see the closeness of the entire family. So it's really a big loss.
5MU is part of the Grant Broadcasting Network. And, of course, they have a station in Cairns as well. So the whole Grant Broadcasting family feeling the sadness of losing one of their top announcers. And look, you know, all our heart goes out to those people and we're very sorry for their loss. Anne Wills, thank you so much for filling in the breach today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care, darling. Bye, darling.
Thanks, Annie.